Well, I always knew that there was something more to talent than just how they sounded, but oftentimes we're surrounded by so many people who don't hear past the superficial. I remember in one of my programming assignments some years back in the Northwest, playing some tape for a fairly senior member of the corporate group in our company, and you know, the fellow listened to about 15 or 20 seconds of this guy's tape and turned off the cassette machine and said, you know, that's not the talent. That's not the talent we want. And I said, well, why? How can you tell after listening to 15 seconds of somebody doing a little bit of a monologue? And he was reacting to things like tone of voice, energy level, which, you know, are all, I guess, important somewhere in the matrix of what makes a great talent. But what Bill helped me do is go deeper than that. I mean, assuming that we like sort of how somebody sounds or whether they can actually turn on a microphone and communicate, Bill helped me develop a whole set of attributes to really look for and test, and not as a hurdle that would make it impossible for talent to succeed, but it really is a tool to make sure that when we actually hire somebody, that we're very thoughtful, we're very strategic, and we're planful about it, so that it's good for us and for the talent. Because so often we hire these people, we don't really know why we hired them. They had good ratings, you know, we saw an Arbitron we liked, and we bring them into our radio station, and then we're not happy with them because they're not doing what we wanted them to do, or they're not performing the way we wanted them to perform. And too many times, we can only blame ourselves because we hadn't been strategic in our recruitment. So this set of attributes that you could actually work through, and Bill and I would oftentimes, you know, we'd challenge each other on these things. We'd grade the talent, and we could actually talk about all the attributes that would make up what we thought would be a successful talent. And those were great discussions because it forced us to think much more thoroughly before we pulled the trigger and made somebody a job offer. And making a mistake today is more expensive than ever. And there's no program that's perfect. There's no way to bat 1,000. But if you're not recruiting with some strategic view toward why you're recruiting these people and what you really want out of them, I think you're being very risky. You're running the risk of very expensive mistakes in recruitment.